And it is another action-packed weekend in the area. Let's begin with tomorrow's Tournament of Bands.
Yes, so the 42nd annual NMSU Tournament of Bands is being hosted by the New Mexico Pageant of Bands. And what it is, it's a competition that offers an opportunity for all New Mexico high school marching bands to be evaluated by professionals. The purpose of the competition is to recognize and reward musical excellence for all these amazing local high school bands and statewide marching bands. It's going to be held from 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. at Aggie Memorial Stadium. Tickets are $17, and for children 12 and under, they're $7 and can be purchased through Ticketmaster. For more information, please contact the NMSU Music Department at 575-646-2421.
There is also a three-day event going on for Maya Youth, and it looks like some really interesting items that you might be able to find.
Yeah, so this is a fun event that is put on regularly by the Weaving for Justice and the NMSU Museum. They're both partnering to welcome the community to a scholarship fundraiser for Maya youth of Guatemala, Belize, and Chiapas, Mexico. The three-day event is at the University Museum at Kent Hall. It started on Halloween and will run through November 2nd. Funds will be raised through the sale of Latin American textiles, including hand-woven clothing, household items, jewelry, all sorts of neat items. It is a free event. Students will receive a 20% discount. These are NMSU students. For more information, you can email weavingforjustice@gmail.com.
And Dia de los Muertos is actually Saturday, but the celebration expands beyond that in Mesilla.
Yeah, so this is an annual event that everybody loves. The Calavera Coalition is putting on their 22nd annual Day of the Dead celebration on the plaza in Mesilla. There will be altars, original Day of the Dead artwork, face painting, food and beverages, music, and dancers. The celebration is free and open to the public going on through Sunday. For more information, you can email the Calavera Coalition@gmail.com.
And at Young Park this weekend, it's 48 years now for the Ren Fair.
Yeah, so this is another big popular event in Las Cruces. The annual Renaissance Arts Fair lets you step through the gates at Young Park and you will find yourself transported back in time almost 500 years ago to an age of kings and queens. This is hosted by the Dania Ana Arts Council. The Renaissance Arts Fair offers something for everyone, including fine arts and delicious food. Tickets are $10 per person. Children 12 and under enter for free. For more information, please visit the DAARTS.org website. That's the Dania Ana Arts Council website.
I think you might be able to get a good portion of your holiday shopping done at some of the events we've mentioned so far, if you were interested in doing so. And for something a little different, how about Science Saturday morning?
So if you're looking for something a little bit more laid back, you can join Scientist Saturday morning at the Chihuahuan Desert Nature Park. This Saturday, they will be learning about how plants and animals defend themselves in the desert. It is a free drop-in event. Snacks and refreshments will be provided. You can join an Asombro scientist to investigate nature through hands-on activities. It's great fun for all ages and the whole family. For more information, contact the Asombro Institute at 575-524-3334.
Science, art, culture, history, and music all waiting for you this weekend. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.